Penny Hoogebrug is the studmaster of Kaharau Angus in Gisborne. She and husband Pete, together with another local bull stud, have just set a record at the recent bull sales in the district. They bought a bull, simply known as Lot 8, for $104,000.
So we went into partnership with Ben and Carly Johnson from O'Reary Angus, and they are up in the hills out of Gisborne here at Pihiri. We're really pleased to be in partnership with them because geographically it's going to work really well having the bull in the Gisborne region.
Tell us how the auction played out, how it worked.
Oh, well.
And how nerve-wracking was it?
It was always nerve-wracking when you want to buy a bull because, of course, you would like, you know, we all want to secure the bull that we've decided on. It's taken quite a lot of, it's quite a build-up to decide, make that final decision on that bull purchase. And this was a bull that ticked all the boxes for us, so we were pretty keen to secure him. The auction started and we decided that we wouldn't kick in until a bit later in the piece, and that was 85,000 when we started bidding.
Who was putting their hand up?
Ben started. Ben started, and then, it went quite a bit higher than we had budgeted for. So
how did you communicate on that?
We were just talking quietly, then they cottoned on to the fact that it was Kaharau and O'Reary. So then the auctioneer plays his part, of course, and he did a very good job in luring us into spending more money. it was pretty exciting.
Very exciting, I imagine. And when the hammer went down on 104,000, how did you feel?
Yes. Oh, well, just almost in shock, really. You know, it's it all happened so quickly, and it was pretty exciting to...
And I
pretty, very, very exciting to secure him.
And I understand this is a record. What sort of a record has been set here?
Yeah, so this is the highest price ever paid for a bull on a non-farm sale.
And what sort of reaction have you been getting?
Oh, very, very positive. Yes, it's all on Facebook. It's even been posted on the Australian site, studstocksales.com.
Have you already had interest from people wanting to use your bull semen?
Yes, we have, and that's very complimentary, but we're just wanting to just let the dust settle and see how things play out in the next few weeks, and then we'll make some decisions, and obviously that'll be in consultation with Ben and Kylie and Pete and myself before we move on with any major decisions about him.
And just tell us a little bit about him. What made him so attractive?
Well, he was the whole package. Yeah, he ticked all the boxes. He's phenotypically correct. He's a very deep, thick bull.
And phenotypically correct, meaning he's very good looking.
He's very good looking. It's got the really lovely sort of boxy shape that I love in a bull, deep to the flank, right through. Great top line, you know, good back end, bone, and structurally sound on the ground, which is very, very important. Because our philosophy has always been to breed strong hill country cattle for our commercial clients. And a lot of our clients are from the Gisborne region who are farming on steep hill country. So the bulls have really got to do their job, their mating job on the hill country. Their feet have got to last, they've got to be able to get around the hills. So not only are we taking into consideration how the bull looks, there's also the pedigree and the EBVs that need to be focused on.
And the EBVs?
EBVs are estimated breeding values. We also take into account his pedigree. So he's got some Summit Crest Complete back there in the background, which is an American bull, but tempered by then a lot of New Zealand breeding. And also goes back to Braveheart of Stern, who's been a very successful and famous bull in New Zealand from Stern Angus in the South Island. And we all love Braveheart, so that was another tick for this bull. We will definitely be collecting semen from him, obviously for our own use as well as for sale, and then we will be using him for natural mating as well with a mob of cows, so we'll share the mating season with Ben and Kylie. If there is enough interest in his semen, then he will go to the Tararua Breeding Centre, where he's quarantined for a month, and then semen is collected. He has to undergo a whole lot of tests for all sorts of diseases and things, and that semen will be collected, and then that qualifies for export.
And what sort of demand is there for Angus bull semen?
If it's an exceptional bull, there is very good demand. And I can't say what the demand's going to be for this guy yet, but we hope it's going to be good.
How long will it be before you get your money back, in other words?
There's always an investment that has to be put back into sire bulls. You know, we're in the business of breeding bulls, so we're always having to think ahead and offer something new to our clients. And, of course, we also sell stud bulls to other stud breeders in New Zealand, so they're always looking for something new as well, as I am. It's a long-term investment. His genetics will be in our herd for a long time.
What is driving the market at the moment so that these bulls do fetch these high prices? Because yours hasn't been the only high price fetch this week.
No, no.
Well, there was a $92,000 bull also sold.
Yes, that's right. Angus is a great breed, you know, it really is. It's very popular in New Zealand. They're great foragers, they're good doers, they grow on early. And in the bigger picture, demand from overseas for quality Angus New Zealand beef, grass-fed beef.
So at the moment, the bull is known as Lot 8.
Yes, that's right.
224.
Yes, that's right.
What have you got in mind for a name?
Well, we're talking about it and we're thinking about it, but we would like some help. So if anybody out there has got a great idea for a name for our bull, we'd love to hear from them. And we will put together a lovely package of goodies for that person.
Well, that's a challenge for our Country Life listeners.
Yes,
so if you've got an idea for a name.
A good strong name.
Send it in.
Yeah, send it in. Thank you very much. Yes, that would be great.
Penny Hoogerbrug speaking to Sally Round. We'll put a link to the Kaharo Stud Facebook page on the Country Life webpage so you can send them your ideas for names.